It is Radio Zeke. Thank you, Dance Music Express. Radio Zeke brought to you today by me, Zeke, and by Caleb Hickman and the Dreamy Cream, the Creamy Dream Band. We've got four people here in the studio. We've got a bunch of mics people are setting up. You can probably hear them rustling around in the background there. Go ahead, make some rustling sounds. Yeah, there we go. Okay, all right, I like those rustling sounds. All right, we'll go quiet for a minute here. And, okay, so we've got a flautist, we've got an upright bass, we've got a guitar, we've got some, I'm going to call it trippy kind of music, and it's a nice day for that kind of stuff. I know Caleb because I've seen him play at the Bebop. He's a Berkeley cat. Are you guys all Berkeley cats? Yes, sir. I'm not used to being called sir. Yeah, okay, just sort of talk a little bit, see if I get some levels here.
Hello.
Hello. Caleb?
Hello.
Yeah, good. Yeah, there's a mic over there. Okay, it's going to take us a couple seconds to set up here. Caleb, I have seen play fingerstyle, what I will call ghostly folk music in the style of John Renbourn, Pentangle, that kind of stuff. I hope that my friend Allison Callery down in Bristol, Rhode Island is listening because she is the pioneer of ghost folk, in my humble opinion. And I'm going to start off by, first of all, telling you, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. And I am going to play a PSA, and then I'm going to play something by Allison while these guys set up, and then we'll segue right into it. So here's a PSA for you all.
This is Billy Bob Neck, Billy Bob Neck's Hour of Being Good on WMFO in Medford. If you're a free-form loving, latte-sipping, New York Times reading, Volvo-driving, godless, liberal, defeatocrat, you might want to thank WMFO for 40 years of corrupting your soul by sending a donation to http://support.wmfo.org or mail a check made out to the trustees of Tufts College to this address. WMFO, attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Of course, you might wind up in hell, but it's your choice. Going to heaven or supporting WMFO by going to http://support.wmfo. God is love.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? It is a beautiful thing. You can donate if you choose to. I love the sound of tuning and beeping and booping and stuff like that. There we go. I think our levels sound pretty good. Okay, we're going to, as I say, hear something off of Allison Callery's album Hobgoblin's Hat. It's called Ring Around the Moon, and then we're going to come on back and play some live music. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. It is Radio Zeke. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, from the corner of College and Boston Avenue, across the street from the main Tufts campus. If you're listening to us driving around, hello, shout out to everybody down in Jupiter, Florida, Nashville, Tennessee, Amsterdam, Holland, Cape Town, South Africa. These guys are looking at me like these are all lies, but they're not. Where else do we have listeners today? We've got people in San Diego, California, people in Nashville, people in Austin, Texas, people hopefully in the Bristol, Rhode Island area. This, in fact, is Allison Callery right here. and we will fade to a November shade of black as Allison's sustain continues to sustain. There you go. That is Ring Around the Moon off of Hobgoblin's Hat, Bristol, Rhode Island's own Allison Callery. In studio today, I am graced by the presence of a band which I was mistakenly calling the Caleb Hickman Band, but is actually called
the Creamy Dream Band.
Ooh, that's a good name. Why did you pick that name?
It's catchy, it rhymes, and we're desirable.
Oh, there you go. So, much like an ice creamy dream, sort of, but maybe even more desirable than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you guys, okay, so you are Caleb Hickman.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you hail from before you start playing here?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, that would be Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and?
My name is Courtney Lohman, and I came here from Madison, Alabama.
Let me get your level up a little more. Say something else. Okay, we got you. That's good. Okay, you're from Alabama?
Yes, sir.
And you are a flautist?
Yes.
And is that your only instrument?
I actually started off playing violin at the age of 3, and then I switched to flute when I was coming to the 6th grade. I can also play a little bit of piccolo as well.
Ooh, so you're a multi-instrumentalist, but mostly in the wind area.
Yes.
And over here, hiding behind my console, we have a stand-up bass, and next to it is a gentleman who looks like he's holding it up.
Yeah, that'd be me. Yeah. My name's John Short.
Where are you from?
Texas, originally.
What part?
A town called Tyler.
I know Tyler. Or just in Tyler. That's
really?
That's where Adam Carroll is from, Tyler. I was just literally 2 weeks ago, I was downtown Tyler at a church social.
They got a lot of those down.
Yeah, they sure do. They're very friendly to me. They thought they maybe had a fish on the line, but I skedaddled before.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that happens. Tyler's not a pretty interesting little town.
It is that, yeah.
And what brings you all to the fair city of Boston is presumably Berkeley. Are you all Berkeley cats and kitties? Is that more or less?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have a song here all queued up to play, and that song is, I believe, called Magician's Trick.
Yeah, this will be on my third album actually coming out this winter. This will be one of the first tracks on it.
Okay, all right. I hope let's see. You might want to aim that vocal mic, unless you're going to sing. Sort of put it in between. Okay.
I'll be singing.
And you have an amp on.
Yeah, is that good?
Yeah, we'll do what we can. Okay, here we go. Magician's Trick. This is a Creamy Dream Band live in studio.
I'm the magician. Open up your ears, there's music in my fingertips. My hair is made from silver and gold. My eyes have seen a story's untold. I can turn a jazz man into a I can sell you love if you give me a coin. I can turn into anything. Do you like my tail? I'll sell you love if you give me your eyes. You cannot see, for you are blind. Thank you. are blind. You cannot unwind time.
How long have you been playing together as a combo?
A month.
Is this a project that you've put together for Berklee, or is this something that you think is going to take off and have legs?
I'm hoping it grows legs.
Yeah, that's very, very... So what you cite when we speak over at the Bebop in various places around town, various influence, like Pentangle, I think you've
definitely
mentioned. And we talked about Hot Tuna.
Hot Tuna,
yeah.
They're great. Incredible string band.
Yeah, so these are somewhat unfamiliar to the modern listening audience because now everything is sampled and everything
exactly
is less organic. I think all of the bands that you mentioned, I would call them organic, not in the crunchy granola sense, but definitely in the wooden instrument out in the fields. Women with ringlets in their hair, you know, spirit of the
au naturel.
Exactly.
Yeah, just it's all about, you know, making trippy psychedelic music, but using natural sounds.
Yeah,
using real acoustics.
I've got a song here queued up. The next one you're going to do is while you queue it up, just tell me what it is.
Oh, it's just a cover. It's just a Scarborough Fair.
Okay, so that's not even a cover. That's old traditional.
Yeah,
okay. While you guys think about that, I'll fire this one up. This is Stefan Grossman and John Renborn, their Swedish jig. That is the master fingerstyle guitar from the 60s and 70s, John Renborn, and Swedish Jig. You guys have a song queued up. This is another, this is a traditional song. You're calling it a cover, but...
I guess there's
a specific reason, and it involves ASCAP, BMI, and royalties, why a traditional is not a cover.
It is definitely so, anonymous.
Exactly. It's traditional, and if you add to it, then you can get 50% of the reprint rights and all that good stuff if you want to. Okay, Creamy Dream Band here in studio with me, Zeke Duckworthy, on Radio Zeke. It's 18 minutes past 1 o'clock. Here's Scarborough Fair. Thank you. fine song and a fine, fine rendition. Is this something that you have all been playing all along?
Yeah, we started playing this pretty much when we first met.
Have you been playing it beyond that? I mean, have you been playing it for years and years?
Yeah, this is a song I've known for a while. I've always wanted to do it in a band setting, though.
Like, I mean, I'm sure you know Parsley, Sage, Rosemary,
of course,
and Thyme.
Yeah,
right. That's how everybody knows it. So, do you know Ann Briggs, though?
I don't.
Okay, Ann Briggs is from that scene. Here's a song of hers. This is a cappella. It was called She Moves Through the Fair.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She laid her hand on me, and she moved through the fair. And fondly I watched her move here and move there. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. Last night she came to me, my dead love came in, and so softly she came, her feet made no din. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
That's from 1963, the very young Ann Briggs doing She Moved Through the Fair. She wrote most of the acoustic Led Zeppelin stuff that people think came from Led Zeppelin, but they stole it, and they eventually had to make good. Tremendously talented artist still with us, who doesn't play anymore because she allegedly doesn't like the sound of her own voice, and I think she also got fed up with the music business. Mm-hmm. You guys are not fed up with the music business.
Not yet.
Well, you're young. You have plenty of time.
Yeah.
You're going to do a song here called DMT, is that right?
Correct.
Does that mean anything, or is that the chemical DMT, which is what I would associate
it with? Can mean whatever the audience wants it to mean.
Okay, here we go.
I'm a-going to heaven's door, slip into your dark, dark mind, have a prayer that you can come. Hands of God, while you float along on a cloud, have a breath and you can come. Can you see it? Lay back down, close your eyes, he's loving us now. Close your eyes and see mysterious colors and shapes of blue skin, lizards and evil wizards. Let this current take us back in this bed in the ocean. I think I love you, but it's hard to tell. When the sky is turning purple and the trees are growing hair, and the world keeps spinning in this empty pool of darkness. Let this current take us back in this bed in the ocean.
woke me up, I just fell back down. Cause I've been loving you for hours and hours. Bells in my head till I hit the ground. Can you see it? Lay back down and close your eyes. He's loving us now. Close your eyes and see mysterious shapes and colors, blue skin, lizards, and evil wizards. Let this current take us back in this bendy ocean. I think I love you, but it's harder to tell when the sky is turning purple and the trees are growing hair and the world keeps spinning in this empty pool of darkness. Let this current take us back in this bendy ocean. Bendy ocean.
Who is the author of that?
Me.
Are you the primary songwriter in this group?
So far, but I think we're going to start having writing sessions and stuff.
Yeah,
we're going to start working on an album. Eventually.
I am told you have a show coming up also.
That's true. December 1st, me and our band, the Creamy Dream Band, and three other bands are doing this sort of show called The Perfect Trip. December 1st, 24 Haveland. Doors open at 8, and it's $5 to get in.
Where exactly is this? Is 24 Haveland?
Haveland, it's in the Berkeley area. 24 Haveland.
It's sort of down behind, like, one block back from... the Bebop,
if you happen
to know that area.
It's right, behind.
As a Lyft driver, I know it pretty well, because you can like sneak through there, right there. Okay. You got another one for me. What do you got?
This next one is a little commercial music. This is by John Short, our bassist.
What makes that commercial?
It's kind of just tongue-in-cheek, honestly.
Meaning, I don't know if you ever saw the Frank Zappa record, No Commercial Potential. You've seen that one, Charlie.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it had no commercial potential, but of course, Zappa.
It had potential, yeah.
It sure did.
Yeah.
That's... Now, that one is much jazzier than... What brings you... Where would you say you're coming from... influence-wise?
I actually I primarily, or at least for a while, was writing a lot of like kind of jazz material. I mean, I'm kind of more into like writing stuff maybe for like film or like multimedia as opposed to just music.
So not ambient, because that's got kind of a negative connotation, but
I mean, I've written, I would say that's kind of an ambient track. I mean, ideally, I mean, I've had it played like in a few ways. Like, I'm a big fan of like using like artificial, like not artificial, like alternative sound in music. So like when I originally recorded that, I played it with like, actually had the sound of like the ocean in the background.
Nice.
Mixing
cool
sounds like that. Yeah.
All right, now let's for a moment return to the flautist here, and once again, please reintroduce yourself.
My name is Courtney Lohman,
and you're from the fair state of Alabama.
Yes.
And you're playing that's not Rampal type flute, but it's not too far off either. It's got that sort of rolling inflection. Is that you've listened to Jean-Pierre Rampal?
No, really, I am actually classically trained.
Okay. So you are playing stuff that comes from which particular tradition in general when you come back? Like Schubert?
Yes.
Mm.
But I came to Berkeley like to learn a little bit more other styles. I want to try out Latin jazz and swing, but I also want to keep classical as a last resort.
All right, I'll put you on the spot. Solo. Give me 60 seconds solo right now of something, anything. Hit it. Not quite 60 seconds. Okay, I'm getting an idea here. You've got another one you can do for me right now? Or
yeah.
Not yet? Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Yeah, you've got a few, don't you? You ready right now, or do you want me to give you 90 seconds of bump here, which I can easily do?
Yeah, that'd actually be great.
Okay, so here's something from a band that you have cited as an influence. This is Pentangle. Thank you. I hear the beat behind Walk on Gilded Splinters there. But of course, Pentangle and Dr. John had almost nothing in common, although some people may have seen them both, but not at the same time, not on the same stage. In studio with me today on Radio Zeke on WMFO Medford 91.5, Tufts Reform Radio, is Caleb Hickman,
Courtney Lohman,
John Shore,
performing together here in studio as the Creamy Dream Band. We are going to hear them do a song called Sometimes People Loop Their Minds right now.
Sometimes people loop their mind. I'm gonna bring you with me this time. And if you stay, well, that's okay, but they'll come for you. Yes, they will, and they'll come for you. They'll split your head in two, fill you up with flowers. They'll bring you down, leaves all around you, fill you up with flowers.
Do you loop that? Sometimes people loop their minds.
Yeah, just talking about how sometimes mentally people loop themselves. They get into patterns and they don't realize indeed. That they're looped.
Yeah. This is the Creamy Dream Band joining me live in studio, playing a few things on an acoustic guitar, a flute, a piccolo. No, that's not. What whistle is that? What is this thing here?
Oh, this is a slide whistle.
Oh, a slide whistle, a saw on that last one, and a stand-up bass. So we have a collection of pretty organic, not looped electronically kind of stuff. What's your feeling about effects and loops?
I wish I could speak the language of effects. I think I don't have any pedals. I can't afford any pedals. I think eventually I would like to start getting into pedals. I think I could make some pretty out there music if I had effects. But for now, I think just got to keep playing with toys, right?
All right. I challenged you before to do something, starting with something, and just jam for a few minutes. And we will hear that right now.
F.
F kind of basic thing for people to get in the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys sit around, are you living in the dorms or are you living in private housing, or like what's the musical environment that you find yourself in when the classes aren't running?
Oh, I have my own apartment.
So you've got a place.
So I got my own space. And so we've been meeting at my place so far.
And just like hanging out and playing.
Hanging out, do practicing.
Do you have any vinyl in your collection, or do you have CDs?
At home. I don't have any vinyl here, but.
Yeah. How about you guys? You know, what's your music collection doing right now? Is it gathering dust far, far away from you? Oh, that's too bad. If you had something with you, what would it be?
There is this piece I would have brought with me. It's actually from one of my favorite animes, but it's a swing tune.
Yeah.
I would have to rearrange it though, because it's for big band.
Yeah.
So I was thinking we could do it next time we ever play.
Yeah.
And arrange it for flute, bass, guitar.
Yeah. Yes. But you have this in recorded form that you listen to.
Yes, I have the original form, which is in big band.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. How about you? What kind of music do you keep in your personal collection?
You know, it's kind of weird. The further I go playing a lot, I try and like keep away from my, really personal collection, because it like if I don't, it doesn't say is like special to me, if it makes sense.
So yeah, sure.
Listen to stuff that I don't really even like.
So you take stuff that wrenches you out of your comfort zone. Do you have the like fear that it will drag you in a direction you don't want to go if you listen to it again? I mean, is that not the right way?
No, to me it's more like I just don't want to cheapen it. I mean, like I was in another interview the other day, and they said what the favorite record, and I was like, oh, The Dark Side of the Moon, but I didn't want to say it because like
then somebody's gonna play it for you.
Oh, right? Yeah. But you know, I can't, like, that's a record I can't listen to too many times, because I mean, it'll always sound good, right?
But you don't, yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Wear it out.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's like that, you know, I mean, it's pop music, and because it's pop music, it gets overplayed.
Yeah.
It's a little different now because, you know, the radio is so much less a percent of the spectrum of what you hear. I mean, now everything's streamed, so it's not, you know, one of the problems, you know, Dark Side of the Moon is a concept, of course, and so, like, you listen to it in order.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
And if you listen to, you know, something off Spotify, it's not the order that the artist might have had in mind.
Yeah.
And that kind of really gets my goat, you know.
It's
This is, you know, things are just going straight down the tubes here, and it, like, albums were better than streaming. I mean, just, you know, the sound quality might be better, I suppose, if you have, like, 16-bit DAs and, you know, real nice mics and stuff like that. But that's arguable because, you know, like, to me, half of the music is like there's a scratch at the beginning of the, there's like a pop on the beginning of the track on the vinyl. It's like you're waiting for it, and then the rest of the, you know what I mean? It's,
yeah, you got to develop the patience to listen to the whole record too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna play one song here, and then you guys will come back and play. Oh, we got enough time for two songs, and then you guys come back and play something, play us out with something. Here's something, and this is from the era. It's not. It's organic in the sense that it's evocative, and it's like the age of wood.
Donovan.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm heart of your love. Sand, but I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, I want to hide a while behind your smile, and everywhere I'd look, your eyes would find. For me to love you now be the sweetest thing, 'twould make me sing. But I may as well try and catch the wind. All my blues behind. For standing in your heart is where I want to be and long to be. But I may as well try and catch the wind. Thank you.
just sort of wallowing in nostalgia, me, because I was actually nostalgic for something that I was part of, and these folks, because it's just good music, and it kind of brings you back. Okay, so you have a song here for us, and this one is called what?
Girl.
Okay. Hit it. They're thinking. They're strumming. They're counting off. Here it goes.
Oh, then don't worry. You are my muse, girl, sitting on the top of your tower, smelling lots of flowers and powders, thinking you're gonna jump. Please don't jump. Remember when we walked 12 miles, and then we sat in cattails for a while, then we drove back to your couch and laid in silence forever. You looked at me, and what did you see? I hope you saw love, because I saw beauty. If I bought you an island, would you share it with me? We could live under a tropical tree and feel kinda happy. We can stare at the stars, and the planets would align. Go near or far, because we got the time. I took you by the hand, and we went walking down the block. You looked at me, and what did you see? I hope you saw love, because I saw beauty. We can stare at the stars, and the planets would a line, going near or far, because we got the time. We got the time.
Creamy Dream Band with their song Girl, and they are playing next in a few weeks at
It's 24 Havelin,
not a name of a venue, it's just
it's the perfect trip. Okay. We have a Facebook page, you can look it up on Facebook. It's $5 to get in, and invite everyone, invite your kids, your grandma, your friends,
all right,
your coworkers, all right. Invite everyone.
Thank you so much for coming in. This is kind of going to wrap it up. I'm going to play us out with a song we were just talking about, a Van Morrison song. Oh, you want? Okay, all right. You guys do one more then. Here we go. What is this one called?
Paisley Boy. This is.
Okay.